can't not start without reflecting back and your form at Crawley. Talk us through it. I mean, how pleased were you with your own individual performance?
Yeah, I thought I'd done okay. We played well and I managed to set up a couple of goals. So, yeah, it's always good when you can go away against a team like Crawley, who are obviously doing well and get a 2-0 win.
You seem to be playing right at the top of your game right now. What do you put that down to?
Just you can only do what your teammates let you. You can only do well if you can get the ball. So a lot of that goes down to them getting me the ball in the right kind of areas of the pitch and letting me kind of go and express myself. So I think you could see the other night, obviously, when you get the ball against the fullback, I like to try and run at the fullback, and I think that's where the goals came from.
How much is what fans are seeing right now perhaps a symptom of the fact that injury-wise you are totally free of them, there's no niggle anywhere?
Yeah, I think there's a lot down to that. I think coming from Scottish football, it's not as intense as it is down here. I think myself, I thought it wouldn't be as hard a transition, but I kind of got over that now and everything's feeling good, a lot fitter, a lot stronger, and I think I've seen the benefit of it.
In what way, that transition process, what were the sort of the difficulties that you faced along the way that you've had to overcome?
I think it's mostly down to fitness, legs-wise. I think, obviously, I came last year and I played, obviously, the first 4 or 5 games, and then I got injured. And then same thing happened again. So it's just about getting that strength in the legs and stamina. Not so much cardiovascular fitness, but more kind of strength-wise to get a bit stronger.
So when you had your involvement in the game at Crawley that you did, obviously you laid on 2 goals that Connor Cody couldn't fail to score as well. That must give you a great sense of satisfaction.
Yeah, it's always good to set up a goal, but it only goes in if someone on the end of it finishes it. So it was great, 2 great finishes from Connor. And he's been flying, he's been doing great for us, getting goals, being involved in scoring and defending well. So he's been a big part of the team for the past 6-8 months.
Did you give him some stick like the manager did for running in a different direction?
No, absolutely not. It was obviously did well to set him up, but it was a great finish and he deserved it. So you're not going to see me moaning at him.
Keeps the momentum rolling, doesn't it? Not a bad performance against Wolves, as it happened, but another victory in the bag and a step towards possibly reaching the end of season playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's obviously in other people's hands to lose, but it's up to us to keep putting the pressure on, keep winning games and see what can happen. It's only a possibility if we keep winning, so that's definitely the aim for us.
It's exciting to be a Sheffield United player right now, I would imagine, because tomorrow it's Swindon, who are just above you. Then it's Brentford, who are chasing automatic promotion, as are Leighton Orient. Then it's Rotherham, who are chasing the playoffs. And then it's a trip to Wembley.
Yes, yeah, it's a big month for us coming up. There's obviously big teams coming to Bramall Lane. They're hoping to win, but as I said before, I think at Bramall Lane we're a force for anyone, so It's going to be good, exciting games, I'm sure. The fans will enjoy it. I'm sure they'll be right behind us and hopefully we can get a few wins.
How do you see it right now in terms of the playoffs? Does it seem like each game is a knockout in that respect? Losing, all right, that's it because the slim chance will go. Or do you think you've got a little bit more breathing space than that?
I think if you lose, then the other teams around you really have to drop points as well. It's going to be that kind of thing. But I could see it going down, right down to the last day. It's that kind of season for us. So we'd take that right now. If we have to win in the last day of the season to get the playoffs, then I think we'd take that. So we just need to keep winning. We can only put ourselves in there if that keeps happening.
Given the start of the season, can you almost really have to stop and think about what's happened in the last 2 or 3 months? And not just the league form in itself, but the manner of the victories, which have coincided with some huge victories in the Cup.
Yeah, I think it's been a good couple of months for the club, obviously. Getting to Wembley in the semi-final doesn't happen that often, so it's an exciting time. And obviously we've got the league, we've got something to play for. We need to go push ourselves every game and try and see what happens.